This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. It's time now for our Africa update and a critical election coming up in Zimbabwe. Robert Mugabe has led the country for 28 years, since the end of Zimbabwe's war for independence. He was once seen as the Mandela of Zimbabwe, a liberator. Now many inside and outside the country see him as a dictator. Still, this weekend, Zimbabweans will get to vote for Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party, or for a popular politician who left ZANU-PF to run on his own, or for an opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change. The stakes are high, and many citizens have concerns about voter intimidation and fraud. For more, we've got Violet Gonda. She's a Zimbabwean journalist with SW Radio Africa, an independent station which broadcasts from London into Zimbabwe. She's currently on a night fellowship at Stanford University. Violet, welcome.
Hi, Farai, and thank you for having me on the program.
Let's back up a little bit into the history of Zimbabwe. In 1980, it became one of the last African nations to shed its colonial government. And when Robert Mugabe came to power, he was, among other things, open to white farmers and other whites staying in Zimbabwe. Over the years, he redistributed the land, and a lot of people see the current economic collapse as a result of this land ownership change. But what other factors played into Zimbabwe going from where it was in 1980 to where it is today?
When Mugabe authorized the violent takeover of land, he basically directly affected millions of people. And then also the other issue were Mugabe's economic policies. For example, a bloated or rather large government meant that not only did the economy suffer when he took over the farms, but you also had a government that was living far, far, far beyond, you know, its means. Also, the economic policies churned out by the regime were not in the best interest of the majority of the people, but the best interest of the ruling party. And a good example, you know, is the indigenization policy, where economic wealth was supposed to be distributed to the majority, you know, from white-minority rule. But all you had was this transfer of power from the white elite and only to a black elite, and nothing much really was done to empower the masses. And then also the government blames the West for creating the problems, you know, the usual colonialists destroying our country and the sanctions. And perhaps, you know, the Western withdrawal of financial aid to the Mugabe regime exacerbated what was already happening.
Let's go directly to the election. The three sort of pillars of this stool are Mugabe himself, mm-hmm. Simba Mekone, and then the Movement for Democratic Change, one wing of that. Yes. Explain who those players are and what they represent to different constituencies, and who have you spoken to among them?
Well, I haven't been able to speak to Robert Mugabe. It's very difficult for an independent journalist, but I have been able to interview Dr. Simba Mekone and Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai. Dr. Simba Mekone, himself a former cabinet minister in Mugabe's government, and he actually broke away from the ruling party just last month. He's standing as an independent, and it's still difficult for me to say what he stands for, as he was very evasive and would not answer simple questions, especially to do with social justice issues, which is a real big problem in Zimbabwe. But it is widely believed because of his education and because he was seen as a moderate in ZANU-PF, he may be able to bring about the economic reforms that are necessary to resuscitate the collapsing Zimbabwean economy right now. The other presidential candidate is opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, who, as I mentioned, that, you know, he stands for economic reforms like Simba Mekone. But Tsvangirai has come out and said he also stands out for political freedoms. Unfortunately, though, he has spent the last 8 years trying to survive the brutality of the Mugabe regime. So it's also hard to really say what he stands exactly for, because most of the time he's spending time defending himself and being arrested. And the regime has also infiltrated his party, thereby weakening it significantly. Where people want quick fix solutions, they want Mugabe out, and, you know, if you were to put a baboon against Mugabe, I'm sure people would rather vote for this baboon.
So, Violet, Zimbabwe has been in economic freefall recently. They're, you know, a loaf of bread, from what I understand, now is 10 million Zim dollars. When you talk to people back in Zimbabwe, what kind of stories have you heard of how people are making choices to survive?
survival is the most, you know, important thing in Zimbabwe right now. You know, in just under 8 years, Zimbabwe has gone from being the breadbasket of Southern Africa to a basket case. And, you know, you can imagine with inflation at 150,000%, it's very difficult for the ordinary person to survive. I know of a certified accountant who has opted to sell, you know, wares on the streets rather than to engage in formal employment, because spending 8 hours on a job in an office in Zimbabwe these days means nothing, you know, for many. Doctors, nurses, teachers are constantly on strike for better wages, and educated people are being forced to leave the country or adopt a subsistence lifestyle.
Who is going to get to decide if the people of Zimbabwe have had their say? Do you anticipate, in other words, that coming up there will be some conflict over the election results, no matter what they are? Or do people, from what you've heard and people you've talked to, seem willing to accept the results that come back?
That is a difficult one. We've had army commanders declaring that they would not support and salute anyone other than the current president. And, you know, the ultimate fear is to return back, if, you know, to the situation during the liberation struggle, where the people in places like the rural areas especially suffered the most. So it's very difficult. The levels of desperation among, you know, the common Zimbabweans are high, and people want change. And therefore, I fear that the revolutionary threshold is at its peak right now in Zimbabwe. You know, once that vote is stolen this weekend, I fear that something else will take place. But the difference is that, you know, the target of this is going to be purely political as compared to what we've seen in Kenya, for example. We're probably going to see something like people against the regime or the regime against the people, unlike, you know, along ethnic lines as we have been seeing happening in East Africa, in Kenya. So it's a difficult and worrying time in Zimbabwe right now.
Violet, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Farai.
Violet Gonda is a Zimbabwean journalist with SW Radio Africa. She's currently on a night fellowship at Stanford University.